99% noise, Georgia, and 2 Iowans.
Let's check net tonight at 8 o'clock. This is the W.
FIU. That's better.
Thanks for coming back. You know, there was no sense in keying up again when I was in the optimum position that I could be with that HT. There was no moving around. I was in the best position, so why waste your time, the repeater's time, my time, and thanks for coming back with the check.
And no problem. Roger, on position 21. I got you. All right. Very good. I'm just moving along here. Just stopped and got motion lotion, and now I'm on the road again.
Yeah, ma'am. KD2FIU, WA2HMM.
WA2HMM, KD2FIU. I'm out here with Jeff and 2ION. Come on in.
How you doing, George? I know you run the swap and shop net. Can you go to my QRZ page, possibly send me an email so I can send you a list of stuff, because I'm not usually up that time of night, Greg?
That'll work out just fine. I missed your first name. I just didn't know it. Oh, gosh.
Hey, George, when you get to be our age, I mean, you gotta look in the mirror to see if you're still there. George, my name is Charlie. Charlie, like that old tuna fish. By the way, you wanna buy some spring water?
Sorry, Charlie. Okay. Alright. Secret, finally turned into a decent day. Not better than it was earlier. W2, to get it, and 2 Iowan.
2 Iowan, WA2HMM, Whiskey Alpha 2, Hotel Mike. Jeff, you beat out George. George, repeat what you said, because the boy was right on top of you.
He's not my type.
Yeah, you can send it to me, radiofever@att.net.
I didn't copy that real quick. You just pop me a quick email. You know, it's just a low goodbye type of thing, and I'll get it from there.
Said radiofever@att.net.
Radio Fever?
Yeah. I just get this fever when I turn on the radio, Charlie.
Okay. Yeah, we'll play that game. All right. Now you can maybe pick up a pencil and paper. Man, I tell you, I gotta go back to the old ways.
Yeah, I'm lost if I don't have a piece of paper and able to write in front of me on the radio. I'll send off something in a few minutes to you. And I think Jeff is out in the mobile over there. I see the sun starting to come out. And, I don't know, can I go out and do some things after I broke my back yesterday playing with a big ladder? No. I can't take advantage of the sun coming out right now. KD2FIU.
How'd you break your back with a ladder? You didn't fall off it, did you?
No, when I was carrying it back after I took it down after doing the work, when I was carrying it back, I twisted my back the wrong way while I was holding the ladder horizontally.
Oh, okay. How big a ladder was it?
Yes, is that what that big orange thing is up in the sky called the sun?
The bird, it's a plane.
It's been so long since you've seen sun. I see it getting webs between the toes.
Well, as far as radio waves go, the sun's got us beat, by far. So if we're going to get some waves this afternoon, let's hope they're bright and clear and dry it up.
But how big was the ladder?
16 foot fold collapsed. So 2 8-foot sections, 9, 10 feet in full length. Wasn't that heavy. It's just that I turned the wrong way while I was carrying it horizontally.
So it's an extension ladder. Okay. All right. Very good, very good. I got a 12-foot A-frame that I use a lot in my yard. And it's pretty clumsy. But the weight's not a problem anyway. So, let's see. I'm almost back in Long Beach.
Charlie, take it.
I'm playing FT8 on 10 meters. There's a 10-10 digital contest on. And unfortunately, it seems like the only people that are on are South Americans now. And there's not a heck of a lot of them that have a 10-10 number. This is WA2HMM, Smithtown, Long Island, New York.
Yeah, I could work good. South America much more easily because I got a horizontal tri-bander Mosley, even though it's dipole, single element, it's broadside north and south, so 10 meters in the middle of the day, I do get South America more often than I had expected, but since that antenna is broadside north and south, yeah. Jeff, over to you.
It sounds good. At least it's nice to know something's going on 10 meters. I'm not a 10-10 person, but at least there's activity. I'm in the car, though. I don't have a 10-meter antenna with me. I have a 20-meter antenna with me, so there goes that one. Let's see. I got another... Probably time for one more. So, over to Charles at the Ritz.
Charlie, it's going to say selling water. Selling spring water. There we go. Looks like right now there's only about 3 or 4 South Americans on 28074. There's one here. Man, this guy's throwing my socks off. He's going to be running a kilowatt with a massive antenna. But I've got a 3-element beam up on the top of the roof. I can do halfway decent. Yeah, I've got the afterburner also. I've got a AL-80B. So, maybe I could take and put a little stooge out there. Gentlemen, I'm going to go back into the woodwork. I monitor the frequency quite a bit. But I like to play FT8 on 10 meters. You hear that there's nothing there when you tune across. But when you get down to the WSJTX, it's amazing the stuff that you see coming through. Not only on 10, but on some of the other bands, too. Come and you take care. Drive safe, Chef. Watch out for that little old lady in the crosswalk. You just missed her. If you hit her, you would have got 2 points. WA2HMM, Smithtown, Long Island, New York. 73 all. Take care.
Ciao for now. I don't hit old ladies. Not at all. I'm always careful in the crosswalks. On the highway, I cruise. Boy, do I cruise. Anyway, that's the way that is. George, I'm going to give it back to you for the final. I'm just turning the corner. So, have a good day, my fine-feathered one. All the best. And to ION. But yeah, that's all, folks.
All right, Jeff, thanks for coming back. And we'll catch up a little later. 82 FIU. Then clear the closing doors, please.
WB2GS.
My mark set net tonight at 8 o'clock. This is the W2.
K2KMB, WB2GSE. WB2GSE, on a landline, be within a minute.
Okay, just making a sound on the Plainview Road. Bye. Westside LIE. If there's a station trying to get in, you're not making the machine. K2PJD Mobile.
K2PJD.
Oh, yeah, calling station, come back with that. Got K2PJD westbound on the LIE. How you doing?
2PJD. WP2LFD. Again, the copy.
No, okay, copy. I thought that was you. I wasn't too sure. I was on another repeater. I was on the Glen Oak side and it was coming and broken up. I'm coming on the Selvin machine, but I'm going to have to switch over in a few minutes. Yeah, you coming a lot of clear.
So, again, name is Jim. Spoke earlier today. I'm on the way home.
Okay, copy. Name is Phil, actually. Papa Hotel in the Olympics. Yeah, you're making it to the machine. All quiet. No issues at all. Another stop of mine, running a few errands today. This will be, heading over to, the town. But, 3 miles away from where I'm at on the LIO.
Okay,
cool.
Sorry, I got it wrong, but, we're a little, batty that time into the repeater. At the edge where you change over, maybe now's the time.
Yeah, how do you hear me coming over an oak?
Yeah, I did not get that last one. Had it broken up and not sure if you said you're switching or what.
Yeah, I'm coming up to exit 53. That's in between both repeaters. There's like a little spot where it's kind of hard to get into both machines.
That time I got you. Well, or the rain is held off, and that's what's on tap for the rest of the day, or what? It's a little threatening looking that way, and on the way to a better week coming up.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, we're not supposed to get any more rain for the rest of the day, so it's supposed to be nice tomorrow as well.
Right. That's a good guess. I did wind up buying a lawnmower. I bought a Toro. Tomorrow will give me a chance to break it in, or let it break me in. I don't know. Still fulfilled, so I'm good.
Okay, which one? Go
away. Expect net tonight at 8 o'clock. This is the WC.
I'm not sure if you asked which one did I go with, but it's a Toro 21 West Cycle. Still fulfilled.
Okay. All right, cool. You said 21 inch, right? If you got a Toro, I guess you got one what, from either an authorized dealer or you got one from Home Depot?
Yeah, it is a 21 inch, and I got it from Home Depot. A few promotional things going there. I had to open a credit card, but, you know, I got a decent price on it. So, pay it off at my leisure. We'll see how it works out. I don't know. As I told you, I may not be that enthusiastic when the temperature goes up.
Yeah, when it gets really hot, it is rough to be out there. You know, I'm not going to lie. when it gets hot, I tend to hire some landscapers for the summer. And then when it gets cooler, I cut them off. But I don't like to be out there myself when it's really hot in the lawn. But choice. Toro's a good brand now.
The problem is that most of the guys you get now as landscapers are really day laborers. They're not very skilled at landscaping, and that bugs me. I told you earlier, I used to do that kind of work many years ago, and you're right. Break things, we didn't break sprinkler heads, we didn't run over garden hoses, and we didn't have a mower that was big enough for date for by 100 watts. We had, you know, big mowers that we used on large property and smaller ones that suited the bill on the average homeowner. But now, you have that giant thing that's, you know, I don't know. Anyway, we'll see what happens. I hope my mouth isn't bigger than my lawn mowing techniques.
Yeah, that's. I do agree with you. A lot of the, it's hard to find a good landscaper. I've been through a few companies, and they haven't been too good, but I do agree with that. It's hard to find a landscaper, let alone a reliable one. A lot of these guys, they come around a couple of times, and you never see them again.
Whiskey 2 Bravo Zulu for a quick signal report.
WLFC, he's coming in loud and clear. Tad low on the audio. Say, Phil.
Making the machine loud and clear. Audio sign is K2PJB, Mobile on the LIE, coming up to exit 50.
Yeah, guys, this is Whiskey 2 Bravo 2 of W2 Baker Zanzibar. My name is Rich, and I'm out here on Riverhead and going into the Selden machine, and just moved this tram vertical from one side of the house to the other, and just wanted to know if it made any difference at all. Is it anything near full quieting or not even close? W2BZ.
W2BZ, WB2LFC. All right, Rich. Yeah, you're pretty good. It's very hard to say. I don't know. The repeaters haven't really been their old selves lately, so it's hard to say if it's a repeater, your location, but you're copyable, and I wouldn't say there's a problem. Phil?
Yeah, K2TJD. It's actually not easy to get into the Selden machine. The coverage on that machine is not as good as the Glen Oaks machine. How far away are you from Selden? Because that's where the machine that you're going in on is. It's in Selden, judging by the courtesy tone. How far away are you from Selden?
I'm about 35, 40 miles away in Riverhead. Are you familiar with Riverhead? Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I figured that. You're all the way out east. I've heard you come in a few times, and you sounded really bad. This is the clearest I've ever heard you, so I highly recommend that you keep the antenna where it's at, because your signal's pretty good into the machine. But honestly, it's not you. The Selden machine, the coverage is a little limited, so it's not really you. But you got a good signal, way better than before, though. Because like I said, I've heard you come in a few times, and you sounded horrible.
Well, that's good to know. The vertical is not vertical. It's leaning about, I don't know, 10, 15 degrees to the east. And it's just a temporary setup. I'd like to freeze it in place because of your report. I'd like to freeze it in place now, but I can't. It's only temporary. I have to figure a way how to do this. They don't like, condo communities. They don't like screwing anything into the side of the building and so forth. So, again, the name is Rich. It was Phil, and the other guy, his name was what? I'm sorry. I apologize. Go ahead.
W2BZ. WB2LFD. Jim? Said it before, so, guys. And, yeah, you sounded much better that time. I got out of here into a clearer area. I'm in Valley Stream. Mobile. So everything sounds good, and I'm about a half a block from home, so I'll say 7-3 to both. Have a good afternoon, the rest of it. Good one up and stay safe. KT2, yeah. Still, we'll be clear on your finals.
Yeah, K2, PJD, 7-3. Enjoy the rest of your day. Nice talking to you again. And the other station, your last transmission, you were damn near full quiet, so you definitely sounded really good.
I'm just concerned about tonight, getting on the tech net, and I hate when guys have to struggle to listen to me. I've been asking for signal reports since I moved out here 3 years ago, and if I could put this antenna on top of this roof here, I would have no problem for miles around, but that's not in the cards. That's not going to happen, but where it is right now for tonight, I'll be okay into the tech net. Whereabouts on the expressway are you, Phil? Go ahead.
I just got the LIE. I just got off at exit 49. I'm on a local street. Coming up to my destination shortly. But your signal is pretty good. Honestly, your best bet, if I were you, I would get a beam and point it west.
I know, you're absolutely right. I thought about that. Getting a little yaggy at point at due west would probably be my best bet. We'll see how this stuff goes. I'm doing more digital stuff now. I really got into DMR and the other fusion, but mostly DMR, and I really do enjoy it because I'm one of those hands that doesn't care how the signal gets from one place to the other, just, you know, what happens when you connect it, and if you have enjoyable QSOs, and on and on and on. I've made some good friends on digital, and it surprised me. I didn't think I would enjoy it, but I really do. This radio only has 7 watts out. It's at any tone, 868, with 7 watts out, so beefed up a 2-meter, little 2-meter mobile or 2-meter desktop radio with 20 watts out, I think would solve my problem, at least at the Sheldon. Go ahead.
Oh, you were running 7 watts. There's your problem right there. Getting into the machine. Here's your problem right there. I didn't know you were running 7 watts. I thought you were running like 50 or something. But yeah, you need to get a decent mobile. Get the AC2980. But 80 watts. Yeah, you won't even need it. All you need to make the machine problem is 25.
Yeah, I think it's 20, 25 watts. I'd like to find a used grid. I don't care if it's just 2 meters. I really don't go on 440 unless I'm on DMR. And so I 2-meter single band old radio with a good working final is all that I would need to handle Limark, and Limark is just about the only repeater I go on from out here anyway. Back to you, Phil. Phil, give me the call one more time. I apologize to you, too.
Yeah, my call is Kilo 2, Papa Julia Delta, K2PJD. I just reached my my destination right now. I'll pick it up with you when I get out of here, but in about 20 minutes or so. K2PJD, 7-3 for now.
KDC-TJB, Whiskey 2, Bravo Zulu. 7-3 for now, Phil. Thanks for all your help. Whiskey 2, Bravo Zulu. Listen.
So, K2-TJB is the call. 7-3.
K2, got it. Whiskey 2, Bravo Zulu is listening.
I think it's Whiskey 2 Bravo 2. This is Antoine RBP. Continue talking.
Yes, Whiskey 2 Bravo Zulu. That's the CBZ. My name is Rich, and I'm in Riverhead. Go ahead and give me a call again.
Okay, the call is Whiskey 2 Bravo Zulu. My call is November 2. Romeo Bravo Papa. My name is Matt. I'm in the East of Talkett. I'm near like Stony Brook. Back to you.
Yeah, Matt. Well, you have a beautiful signal. Full quieting into the repeater. How far is Stony Brook from Selden?
Sure. I never really figured. Maybe 3, 4, 5 miles. That's my educated guess. I live off 347. I live like not far from I don't live that far from where, like, where Target is, down over there. That's where I live, over there. But I live, like, 47. And then Stony Brook is the next, maybe call it, that you have Sycamore Circle. I could take the back road to my house to Nichols. Nichols is, like, Stony Brook University Hospital, like, 3 miles.
I know exactly where you are. Well, have you ever been out to Riverhead? We're, just about, 25, 30 miles from Selden. So, and I only have, you know, a handy talking at 7 watts out. So I guess we're doing okay, but your signal is beautiful. What radio are you using? Go ahead.
They closed the door to my office so people could start getting smoke. They don't hear the radio. I have had this radio for like 3 years. I got it like, I got it in the end of January or February 18th. It's my newest radio. I have an ICOM IC7100. I have a dipole that's in the backyard, 133 foot dipole, 102 HF well. Antenna on 1300, it's 2 meters, 7/8 centimeters. Antenna was put up by a hand friend of mine on the chimney. It's like 30 feet up. It was my dad's antenna. It's been a silent key for like 5 years. It was laying on the side of my mom's house because a new roof was put on. And my friend pulled the feed line, he took it out, and he put it up here, and it's been working very well. Back to you.
Yeah, it certainly has been working very well. This is the first time I've heard you on, I think. I don't recognize your voice. I haven't been on the Rimark machines, the analog machines, too much. I'm mostly working digital now, TMR. I find that with living in a condo community, TMR is a lot easier to put up with, since you don't have to worry about antennas. And I'm not one who cares about how you go from one station to the other. It's just what it's like when you get to the other station and what the conversation and the camaraderie is about. And what that's like, that's most important to me, not how the signal gets there. Anyway, so this is a 2 meter 440 analog and digital handy talkie with 7 watts out maximum on 2 and 440. Go ahead.
What make is a handy talkie? Is it a Yaesu or ICOM or some other manufacturer? Back to you.
I'm sorry, it's an Anytone 868. They're distributed on the digital mode. I would say 75% of all people that I talk to have Anytone because they made a great product for a great price. It's no mystery. Go ahead.
You know, Anytone, yeah. And what you could do if you live in a place that's constricted, you could get a... You get like a hotspot thing, and you can connect to anywhere all over the world. This radio has actually D-Star in it. I have some D-Star frequencies programmed in. I work at Suffolk County Community College. I'm there. I'm there over 15. This house is a two-family house. I guess it's an apartment. Sister lives in the other part of the house. I live here with my wife. So I've got an acre of property. So, but when I retire in a few years, my wife lives in a condo. So I want to get a condo where it could be a separate building, not attached. And I'll probably put an antenna, like maybe I'll put an antenna inside the attic, or maybe I could put a flagpole up if they're allowed, so they're patriotic. You could put an antenna, they get a flagpole antenna. It's a flagpole, but it's disguised as a flagpole, but it's an antenna in the light of it, you know? And at the 2 meters, I could just put a mobile antenna around the window. But you know what? With this technology, either RLP or, DMR, I can just get on. Right, so, but I'm working with somebody at HF. Back to you.
Yeah, well, I have a hotspot. That's the only, you can go into a repeater. But most people now have switched over to hotspots, so they don't have to need to hit a repeater like I need to hit Selden to get into Weimark and to listen and talk on the TechNet tonight. So when you take the antenna out of the equation, it's sort of a pleasure because that's the biggest part of the headache. So if you ever do move, make sure you have a lawyer. Don't do it yourself. Have a lawyer look over the rules really heavily. Because if you find yourself that you read something wrong or incorrectly and you can't put up a flagpole, or you can't put up a flagpole but nothing can touch the flagpole, or whatever, you'll be very, very sorry. So when you move, remember that. Tell them you're a ham radio operator and to go over the agreement with a fine-tooth comb. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger on that. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I actually lived in an apartment years ago, my first one, Maple Gardens, and I actually had a folded dipole, and I ran it through the whole apartment. You can probably put that in that. And if it's attached, you put a folded dipole. It's 66 feet long, but it folds, so you can get out with it, you know? So, okay, I got time to decide, you know? So, I do IT, I repair computers, that's all. But I've had my license for like about 30 years, and I got my extra like 3 years ago with Great South Bay. I remember Great South Bay, Lawfield, and Lime Rock. So I enjoyed the hobby. I got another radio here. You know, hold on first. I'm going to switch over to this other one. Give me a moment. BZ, N2RBP.
N2RBPW2BZ. Go ahead.
I actually have another radio here. This radio was purchased probably in April of 1990 by my dad. And this was his rig. This was his base station rig. It's an ICOM 2410 dual bander. I put an AB switch in. I have an AB switch on my microphone, the ICOM 718. So I have an AB switch to switch it to this. I match it. If I put this on A for the mic, I put the rig on A, and I can transmit. How does it sound?
It sounds great. I would think it's just a tad bit over your other radio. But they're both so close that, you know, either one is fine. But this may beat it out by a nose. Go ahead.
That's what that radio and ham radio outlet. I think he bought it from the Salem, New Hampshire. I have the similar radio. I mean, mine's the same radio, but it's just mono. So the 229.8. I got it more cool, you know. And I'm elsewhere somewhere, but got it. I also have two other HF radios. I got one in my car. I don't do HF much, but I use it if I want to. I have an ICOM 706 Mark 2G. I have it more cool than a carrying case with foam. I have a Kenwood TS-50. I use it all day, and when get back to field day again, you know, obviously not this year, but the following year, I want to use it as a go-to station. It's a really good radio, and that's what I want to do. And having a Linko power supply, so I'll hook it up with that. Back to you.
Well, if you want to sell any of your radios, your 2 or 2 and 440 radios, I'd be in the market if they have at least some power to them. More than 7 watts that I'm running now, I'd be in the market for that instead of wondering whether I'm making it into the machine or not all the time. But sounds like you got a lot of radios. I guess you inherited from your dad, huh?
Just the only thing I got from him was this radio, and I got a DT, and that's all I got, you know. So that's what I have. I have an ICOM 282 from Valentine's. He gave me it was a lot. It was funny, they used to have these radios made by ICOM. It had a thumb dial for the screen. It had to put a PL board in. The battery didn't work, but if I plug them so hard, it does work. It's just like the solid. You know, I use it. I got it sitting up on my dresser here behind me. Are you retired or you work? Are you still working?
That's not an easy question to ask. I'm semi-retired. I'm a photographer, a lifelong photographer. And I'm not going out and taking pictures much anymore. But I am editing stuff that I've taken and trying to sell it. Go ahead.
N2RBP, so I do with W2B. What I have is, I got photos that are 75 years old. I got photos, I started scanning them, but I didn't finish. They were my dad's. He was a World War II veteran. They got that concept, that color. Yeah, brown, like, finish on them. And they're from the Philippine Islands. My dad was in the army over there. The war ended with the Japanese, but it was still a combat zone. So I would have taken it to Costco, but they closed the photo center. So I'm going to take the rest that is finished, and I'm going to give them to, say it's a place in Stony Park, it's down on 25A, and I'm going to go over and maybe they could, you know, scan the rest for me. And then my dad marked them up with everything, you know, what were on the back. So when I save it, I save the file with that. So I got those. So they're really cool.
Are they mostly color or mostly black and white?
black and white, but they got that, I don't know what it's called. It's a thin, it's like a chemical, it's like brown. It's called, my wife's uncle, he does guitar. He did when I got married, he took up guitar. He did the photos for our wedding, for the reception, but we had a professional photographer do like the wedding photos, and you know, we got married. So, I don't know, leave the ceremony also, but I don't know, I forgot what it's called. It's like, it's a finish, it's like brownish color. He's putting all these old photos.
It's called Cepia. S-E-P-I-A. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. Exactly.
Yeah, I have a whole huge box of pictures from anywhere from 1908 to present. But the old ones, I keep on trying to have some time to scan in, but I never seem to have the time to scan them in. I'd like to do it before my time is up. I'd like to do it for my... I have two daughters who are 24 and 27, and I'd like to do it for them. But, like, who has the time? Go ahead.
We have a media services department in the Suffolk community, and since I do IT and I'm on the front line, I was out there getting laptops over at the Riverhead Technology at the main campus in Sullivan. And we have a public safety department was out there and a plant operations department. So they have their own people that do photography, a woman in Victoria. Her husband's actually a Riverhead police officer. And she went around, since you were in Riverhead, she went around taking the photos. And they put up the stuff on the website. They're like, it's a slideshow. So she took a photo standing like on a bunch of computers, like monitors. So she did a great job with that.
Yeah, well, that's the profession that I missed, that I wish I went into. I went into the police force. I would have been a good detective. I have a talent for connecting the dots, especially now with the internet. It's pretty easy for me to find out anything I want to find out. Go ahead.
I'm very good at it. I do detective when I'm trying to figure it out with computers, but I can keep stuff together. I'm very good at figuring that out. I've been married to my wife like 5 years, but I dated this gal years ago. Kids detectives have to be very smart. I dated this girl named Robin back in 2002 to 2004. She broke up with me. She survived a traumatic brain, but anyway, she got married to another guy 2 years after. I had kids. She fell and hurt, got a traumatic brain injury, but she passed away. But her father was a New York City police officer. He was retired when I met him, when I was going out with him. He was a homicide detective. He was a tough guy. I mean, her brother had become a city cop. He was just a regular, uniform. He was finished up at the time as a sergeant, but I ran into him a few years ago. But her father was a homicide detective.
Yeah, well, that's what I would have liked to go into, be a homicide detective. I have a couple of friends who were homicide detectives, and some of them loved it, some of them hated it. But it's all about what you got to do there to get up there to be a detective first class or whatever. Who, believe it or not, they're a grade below sergeants in the police department, if I have that right. They are below sergeants, not above them. You'd think it'd be the other way around. There's something I did want to ask you. Do you know what WMVCorps.dll is? It's a error. It's a WMVCorps.dll is missing. Do you know that error?
There again, not W. What, can you repeat it again, please? I'll write it down. What's the error? It's WN. What is it again? WN something? Error?
It's a Whiskey Mike Victor Corps, CORE. WMV4.dll is missing. Error.
that's a file. The deal is like a file that runs from your friends. I don't know what it means. Even when I did on my live with an actual cup of stuff, anyway, it might be some kind of corrupt program. Maybe it's a little premium on the back of you. Hold on. Find the answer. I mean, you've got websites here, but they went up by. Really should go to Microsoft. Okay, Microsoft. Yeah, why did I get it from Microsoft for a long time? Okay, does that say something in with it? Like, does it say that? And the error end?
No, it just says it's coming from System 32, with the System 32 folder. That's all it says. This is with Adobe Premiere Pro. Though, by the way, I changed my microphone, so I probably sound different. Go ahead.
Company launched Adobe. Maybe you should uninstall and reinstall the program. Maybe that'll fix it. I mean, one of the answers they've given is not that it doesn't have to be an end of 10. And that's why it's an error came up. So it's totally missing from you. That's all going to reinstall the patch. Got a fix for it. Go to Microsoft. They give you some ideas what to do.
Yeah, some of the answers, I was able to fix it by copying the WM Core DLL missing from Windows to the program that would not start. Search the file using File Explorer. I don't think it's that easy. I think this once happened before, and actually in fixing it, I crashed the computer, which I'm very leery of doing. But I may just try to grab it from a working Windows 10 computer, the DLL, and copy it into the directory and see what happens. Go ahead.
Find it on my computer. Hold on.
KB2HHU.
We're saying WMVCore.dll is missing?
Yes, WMVCore.dll is missing.
I don't know. Did you recently upgrade the machine from something when this happened?
I upgraded Photoshop, but I didn't go near Premiere Pro. I didn't upgrade Premiere Pro, but I upgraded Photoshop. And, but this is throwing this error from trying to do something in Premiere Pro. It won't let Premiere Pro start. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. No, I was listening. I was working on something. I couldn't really participate, but I just heard this and I thought I'd look. They're making reference to this one YouTube video where there's a gentleman, he's got it looks like he did some update to Windows 10 or something like that, the operating system, not Adobe, and he was able to pull the DLL file, which is a dynamic link library file, that's what it stands for, it's like just code, from a Windows.old folder, which usually happens when you update Windows or upgrade Windows to a new version, etc. It holds the old version there just in case you want to roll it back. So that's what I'm asking. Did you update the operating system sometime and then all of a sudden, hey, it doesn't work?
Yeah, you know, that's a good idea. I may roll it back. Let me see if it gives me, it lets me roll the driver back or not. Stand by a second.
You don't have to roll it back. What you got to do is, this is again with the operating system, not having to do with the Adobe apps. That's the question. If you didn't update Windows, you don't have a Windows.old folder. Forget it. I'm just saying that there was just a quick fix that I saw. So, you don't have to roll anything back. You just have to pull the file from the old folder, the old install, the rollback for Windows, and just copy it to the System 32 directory in the current window. That's all you have to do. But if you didn't update Windows, all this is moot. It won't matter. You don't have to roll it back. KB2HHU.
See, my machine got one of the updates from Windows from Microsoft. I think last week it updated Windows 10, and I found the Windows old one. I'm finding the file, but I also found it in the, you know, the new updated program.
Where would I find Windows old? Are you talking about those directories, those found directories like found 0001? Found 002, are those the directories you're talking about?
Maybe 2HHU. The Windows.old folder, assuming it's there, is usually at the what they call the root of the C drive. So you go to C, you know, this PC, my PC, whatever, and go to the C drive, you should see C:\Windows.old. Right below your Windows folder, which is the current Windows operating system folder. Assuming it's there, you might want to do a find for your W1V4.dll and then put that, I believe, into the current Windows System 32 directory folder. Again, I'm just going by the video. I have no idea. I have Premiere Pro. We use it a lot at work, but I have never seen this error happen on the Windows machines that I manage. So, I'm just going by what the video says. You know, your mileage may vary.
Yeah, I got you. I didn't upgrade the operating system, so it doesn't have Windows.old. I just updated one program in the Adobe suite, and it wasn't even Premiere Pro. It was Photoshop. So it might be in these files, these found files. I'll have to take a look at that, but it looks like they're mostly Windows Defender files. Well, I'll get it. I'll find it or copy it from a working machine, and I'll rename it. I didn't even look if it's. It's not even there. So. I remember, the reason I hesitate is I remember that I once ran into this a long time ago, and messing around with it really messed up the machine. My name's Rich, by the way, Whiskey Z Bravo Zulu.
Hey, Rich, no problem. This is 6, KB2HHU. I'm in North Baltimore. I just jumped in. I'll go back and stand by, but yeah, it's just something I saw. Look on the internet, Google this. There's a lot of message boards with possible solutions. I don't know if you looked at this or not, but, you know, it looks like there's some answers. Maybe one of them will get you going, you know. Or, like the other gentleman said, you know, if you can uninstall the apps and reinstall, maybe that'll bring it back to you. That's always a good way to go. It usually does the trick, you know, that kind of thing. You don't have to mess around with finding files, et cetera. So, you know, usually the uninstall, reinstall deal is a good one as well. Yeah. All right, I'll go back and stand by Liz when it gets keeping.
A DLL file from a healthy working machine and copy it over into the directory. So I will, let me see something in a second. Let's see, Premiere Pro, let me just see if it's even. I think it also could be a virus. The file isn't there at all. So I'll copy it from one of my other machines and let's see what happens. Cross my fingers. I don't want to have to reinstall the whole Adobe suite. That will be too sweet. Anyway, thanks for your help. I really do appreciate it. Return to what you were doing, sir. This is Whiskey 2 Bravo Zulu.
No problem. Sorry to jump in there. I just thought I'd get back to you. The DLL trick from a working machine sometimes it does the job, too. I've done that. It's a mixed bag, because if you don't have to write the same version, et cetera, sometimes that could cause more grief. It's one of those things. Sometimes it works great, other times just forget about it. So, you know, I know. If you have the full Adobe suite, I don't know what version you have. At work, it takes all apps, et etc. It takes about a good 45 minutes to install on a machine. So yeah, I get that. It takes a while. Okay, I'll be standing by, Kim Tree.
Okay, 73, thanks a lot. Phil, was it? Phil, are you still there?
That's Matt. Yeah, I found a file. I mean, you can just copy it. Just make sure you copy in the same directory. That's what I would do.
Where did you find the file? What directory?
I've got to do a search again. I have to search my machine again. Drive. Looking, Rich. It's in the Windows file. Can you give me the system 32? I might find it. Looking right.
Take your time, man.
Listen, because my wife and I have left. We have a reservation at 7 at a restaurant. We have to get going. I have to change, so I can't make that much longer.
It's okay. I can find the file if it's on the computer. And if it is on the computer, you know, the next question is, why isn't CFO finding it? After I upgraded Photoshop. Don't know. Well, don't know a lot of things. WTVZ.
So far, it's in C Windows. It's not in system. It's Windows, Microsoft Windows Media, Winfinish. I can email it because I might have to rename it, virus. The off file. Maybe that's the file to do that.
Try that, and you're working on a Windows 10 machine?
Just 10 Pro, yes.
And what version of Premiere Pro are you using?
Premiere Pro, I don't have that program. I don't have any stuff like that. Actually, that file is in several places. It seems to be in the... If you have another computer, just copy it. Just open the folders, I know, the several folders. It gives you the path where it's at. I have to get ready, so I'm going to go now, but good talking. You should be able to find it, okay?
Matt, yeah, I'll look for it. I really appreciate it. Take off. Don't make the wife angry with you because of ham radio. We never want that. There's another way I could get around this, but it's not with the computer. It's going directly from a camcorder into a DVD recorder, which is what I'll probably end up doing if I can't get this working. So 73, take care. Have a great dinner. And once again, much appreciated. So this will be Whiskey 2 Bravo Zulu, and I'm going to be going QRT for a while to try to fix this. Thanks a lot.
72, 73, W2BZ from Antwerp, 73.
ESY listening. KG2, ESY listening. Nothing heard, KG2, ESY clear.
Let's check net tonight at 8 o'clock. This is the W2.
K2PZD.
K2PJD listening.
I totally missed your call sign, but this is in Dave Stroke 2. Could you come back with your call sign again?
Yes, sure. Call is Kilo 2, Papa Julia Delta, K2PJD. Name is Phil, Papa Hotel India Lima, and I'm currently Mobile, eastbound on Long Island Expressway.
Roger there, Phil, and the name here is Todd, Tango Oscar Delta, I am actually located in northwest Pennsylvania, about 35 miles south of Erie, but I happen to be using a remote base that's in the Bronx. Over.
Oh, okay, copy. There you got your line clear. It's working well.
KDSY.
Go ahead, Gary, ESY.
Thank you, Todd. And good evening, Phil. This is Andy. I'm in Jericho in Nassau County, Long Island. Walking around the neighborhood after dinner. Gentlemen up to tonight. Phil?
Hey, how you doing? You got K2PJD. Currently headed back home to Ronkonkoma. Eastbound on the LIE, passing, going up to exit 50 right now.
Todd, go ahead.
Hey there. Well, I'm not doing too much of anything. I'm sitting here with a friend of mine who bought a, well, not just bought, but just got a ST-991A, and I'm helping him to set up the remote base, and he wanted me to come to the street so I could make a contact, and obviously it's working well.
It is, and the 991A is a nice machine. Its competitor is the ICOM 7300. They're both very nice machines. Guess why, Phil?
Yeah, that 7300 is a nice radio. That's for sure. Someday I'll make the jump and buy one of those things. But I don't really do much HF work, to be honest. I mainly use the radio to and from work, whenever I'm in the car, etc. Or if I'm at the QTH, I'll jump on the base. So I really don't have too much time for the radio to justify the, you know, that purchase for that radio. Over to the other station, K2PJD.
I tell you, I like my 991, but I have a 991 and not the 991 Alpha. This one here that I hopped on is an Alpha. Not much difference between what the lights, the accolades, they do exactly the same differences, is that my version does not have the live waterfall like the Alpha does. Guess he decided, hey, we need to tap the remote. Over to...
Todd, I wonder if you want the waterfall, does Yaesu have an add-on hook up to that thing if you like the waterfall? 991A, 7300, nice machine. Takes a lot of the guesswork time. I don't have an HF rig at all myself, Todd. No, I'm sorry. I wish I did. Get it on a good sale, you might be able to get it for about a grand or $1,100. It goes for $1,300. But that's definitely, that's my dream machine. Bill?
Yeah, same here, man. I don't have an HF rig at all, and if I did get one, I'd definitely get the 7300 for sure.
I tell you, with me, 7300 had 2 meters. That's what would be sitting to. When I bought my 991, it was a toss-up between the 991 and the ICOM 7100. I decided against the 7100 because I personally don't like that liquid crystal monochrome colored display. But if ICOM was still making the 7000, that's what would be sitting on. I'd rather have the pretty display. So I ended up going with the 991 because I don't have a whole lot of room in my sack. My sack is like a 4-foot round table. So it's like, okay, can't do too much with a whole bunch of equipment. So I had to find something that was going to give me 2 meter and 440 and each up on one. This is an N3-day stroke 2 for ID.
82FIU.
FIU, go ahead. Pick it up. This is Andy, 82ESY.
Yeah, Andy, thank you for getting me in there. I was just in the other room, and right now I was listening or heard my IC 7000, which is sitting here on the kitchen table. And to the person who was just mentioning the IC-7000, I was fortunate enough to get the last production run, which was the last quarter of 2013. I think it was discontinued in the first quarter of 2014.